No?
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Well, how was the day here? And I was able to get a hell of a whack in on amnesty, too.
Boy, you sure did. I heard that. The TV didn't pick that up, but...
No, but they probably had it too early.
Well, the radio had it all afternoon.
Okay, good.
They told the story of how the sign was out in front of the house, and you stopped and talked to the people and said, by God, there will not be amnesty.
Period. That's right. What else went on here? Anything?
Well, yeah, CBS, to my surprise, tonight had two other interesting things. They led into the McGovern story by leading with that wire service lead for tomorrow.
Where he said he wouldn't support the president, huh?
Yes, sir. God, I just think that...
You think that hurts him? I don't know. It just shows he's going to be a sour grape son of a bitch.
Yeah, but that hurts the hell out of him, Mr. President. I think that kind of a statement is just going to cause people to... gasp. I mean, I think that's why, that is really why this guy is so badly regarded, because that's just not the American tradition.
You know, that's the draw. If you lose an election, you grin and swallow and bear it. I've done it three times.
Yes, exactly. But more important...
And Goldwater did it.
Even more important than that, the country comes first. I mean, the country is... You put your country ahead of yourself or your party or anything else, and this guy's just...
Right.
Well, if I lose the election, the hell with it. I'm not going to call for national unity for this guy. And I just don't think people... I think people will react very negatively to that. I was amazed that Roger Mudd used it.
How about the peace thing? I noticed the star lit with the fact that Q was bitching. You think?
Well, that was...
I'm not sure that bothers me too much. I mean, if he bitches, we're going to have to twist his arm in the end.
It doesn't bother me in the slightest, Mr. President. I think that Simlinger called today, and he said, I think I misread things. And he said, I never like to admit I'm wrong. I'm kind of bullheaded. But he said the attitudes are different than I thought they would be. He said, you're getting very, very strong support in the country. And not the reaction that I thought you would get.
It was certainly that way in the country. Hell, there. The McGovern people, the only signs they had up, why not 4 years earlier?
That argument is just totally, that has no
value.
That's not going to sink in. The only argument we have to counter is that this was not a political move at the last minute, and I think that...
Well, the fact that everybody's bitching and it's not going to be done is proof of it.
Precisely right. That's why when you say if two is bitching, CBS led very straight tonight, simply saying that there were no further reports, that French radio report that Kissinger was headed back there that Rogers was headed there to sign an agreement on Tuesday, which of course is not so, but the fact is that you keep the speculation alive. And I think people, I just think there's a...
feeling that, well, we're now seeing the end, and it's just a question of working that thing out.
Yep.
That's really the truth, too.
Yes, and I think that's the... I talked to Kissinger tonight. I think that's the one thing...
Which he said.
Well, he understands that at some point this coming week that he may have to make that point. He was asking whether he should brief the surrogates tomorrow, and I said I didn't think he should. I think he should stay.
Well, Rogers will do it, and I'll give him a little pitch.
Yep, and I think he should stay out of the political... arena completely, so that he's available to us if we need him later in the week.
All right.
To simply put the thing back into focus. And then they led into the McGovern this comment about he wouldn't support the president if he lost and wouldn't run again.
I think that ought to be hit.
Oh, God, I just want to exploit that.
Right, don't you think our surrogates ought to hit that?
Yes, sir. They've got a sheet to...
What a shocking thing.
It really is. I mean, apart from the politics, it's a horrible thing. You think.
Particularly when the president has never attacked him.
That's right. Never mentioned him. We've got some very good material to give these fellows tomorrow. That's in their little packet that each one of them will take with them. And a good answer to it, including the 1960 stuff and what Cardinal Cushing said after the 1960 election.
Oh, great. What he said, Nixon should be the man of the year.
That's right. And how you had refused because you put the interest of the country ahead to have Illinois or to contest the election because it was more important that the integrity of the presidency be preserved. Hey, what a marvelous contrast with this sniveling little guy. And, of course, your speech today was, when you stop and think about it, You were talking about a mandate for unity, a mandate for peace, progress, and unity.
It was a pretty damn good little speech.
Marvelous speech. My greatest hope for the coming election is we emerge some of the stronger, not a weaker people. Are you going to contrast that with McGovern saying, if I don't win the ball game, the hell with the country, the hell with the president, I'm not going to...
I told Haldeman I thought we ought to run the one we did today, next week again. You know,
today's radio speech?
Yeah.
Oh, I think I absolutely want.
Because you know, it's easy. Run it, and doesn't going to bother anybody.
Well, it's got a lot of meat in it. I again heard that on the radio this afternoon, and they were picking out some great portions of it. It came through in marvelous contrast to what McGovern said today. I mean, I just hope that jackasses in the press, they probably won't. But
well, they won't.
Put the two in juxtaposition and.
Well, the main thing, we'll run the damn thing on radio again a couple of times.
Well, it's a good tone. It has a... That was the one a week ago that was the New American Majority speech. That,
yeah.
The morality. Both of those are kind of philosophical, but they have a nice feel to them. Very good feel to them.
What do you decide about your lawsuit?
I'd like to do it.
What's... you're going to... I think the man that go... for your advice is Rogers. He's the best one.
Talked to Bill about it extensively, and he thinks I have the best case. You see, I gave a deposition to Bennett Williams, which Haldeman did not, and I was under oath. I gave sworn testimony that I had never heard of the damn Watergate, never knew anything about it until it broke, until I read about it in the newspapers. Hadn't seen Howard Hunt in months. He didn't work for me. And Bennett Williams is the lawyer for the Washington Post. He knows, therefore, under oath, I said I knew nothing about this. Yet the Washington Post has continued to nail me as the guy somehow, in some sinister way, responsible for the Watergate. Well, he's their lawyer who reviews everything they print for libel. And he knows that, as a lawyer, I, under oath, said I knew nothing about it. So there's an implication of malice, plus the fact that Bradley, of course, is out giving speeches about how... We've got to be destroyed, because if we're not destroyed, the free press is destroyed. And what better evidence of malice is there? I think I may peculiarly, Mr. President, have a lawsuit that maybe nobody else has. Bill seemed to think so because of the deposition.
Because you can prove the malice and the others can't.
That's right. I think I could, plus the fact I've, of course, practiced law.
They had knowledge in this case. Their attorney did.
That's right. They're the same attorney who would review whatever they printed for libel had foreknowledge that I had sworn under oath. And in his examination, I mean, he had every opportunity to tear me apart. And I answered every question very honestly. And he knew it. I mean, they are doing this, in my case, they're doing it very deliberately. And in my case, I've... Of course, got the additional argument of having had a very successful law practice in Washington. I can make a case.
It'll hurt you.
Sure.
You can prove damage.
That's right, exactly. Which is a hell of a lot easier than punitive damages. So it may be that I'm going to do it this week and do it.
Right. The fact
all of it is on our side.
The fact that Pew deserts us isn't going to make much difference.
I don't think it'll make a particle difference.
Because the North Vietnamese have no choice. They've got to stay with us.
Well, the key also is that... damn right. When they get this poll data, that's going to make them even more, more panicky. But the...
They damn well better be. But in any event, this week there's to be a total freeze on them.
Well, I think that we'll take care of those fellows.
Right.
We'll have 4 years to do it in, but I can't. I wouldn't give them. They're going up the walls over this rerun question. They've been calling Tom Whitehead wanting to see him. And I've said to Whitehead, do not talk to them. I've refused to talk to them. You know,
Right.
That's one place where... we can really squeeze them very, very hard.
And we will.
Damn right. They have it coming.
Well, anyway, we'll see it at the circuits.
We'll pep them up tomorrow.
Bye.
Thank you, Mr. President.